gonna see if I can find the name of that till. It may take me a while, may not, I don't know, and if I may not find it at all. Are you ready, Bob?
Yeah, I think so.
Started on it again.
If you want to go ahead and play with the mic, go ahead. We're going to do it just like we did before.
Thank you.
Did you get the album I sent you?
That's one I went and did yesterday.
Oh, Flatwoods.
Is that it? Thank you. can't get over it, Rocky O'Shea.
That was, he said it was Zolly's Retreat?
Zolly's Retreat.
Z-O-L-L-Y.
Zolly?
Zolly Crawford was his name. He was a captain or general or something in the Civil War. And it happened there in Mill Spring, Kentucky, about 5 miles out of town there, 5 or 6 miles. And it was muddy and wet, you know, and they couldn't go nowhere, and they were starving and hungry. And they killed Zolly Crawford there. And they made this tune about it. It's a song. And that's where it all happened at, right there at Monticello, Wayne County.
Did you ever hear the song?
No, but I've heard somebody say it. My uncle could sing it, sung it. The old lady by the name of Molly Markham said she used to hear Clay Davenport sing that song to the kids. He'd all the time playing and picking the kids, you know, and he'd get them up on his knees and sing and holler all day, and just keep it going and just laugh and have the best time out of them ever was, you know. And she said he'd get kids up on his knees and sing that song.
And was the story about how this Zolly was killed by Jayhawkers or bushwhackers?
They was, he was a general or something, or a captain or something in the rebel army. And they was hungry, starving, and raining, and muddy, and all, you know, for a while. And they started to retreat, and they killed him. So I don't know the full details of it. There's people, I guess, does. I don't.
How many different tunings did your dad play?
I don't know. He kicked in the key of A, and he kicked in this key, then he kicked with that bass up, you know. I don't know. I guess that's about all the key. But, he tuned it in standard key, and then he dropped that string down there, that bottom string. He dropped it down to where it's at now, but the rest of it being
normal.
Yeah. Be normal key.
What was some of the pieces he played in that tune?
I don't know. One of them was One-Eyed Rosie. Now, I don't know what all he played in it.
Do you think he probably played Betty Baker there, too?
No.
He didn't play Betty Baker there?
Not in that key, huh? He played it in G. Well,
We tried it the other day like that.
No, I never did try it like that. can't hear the tune one today. See Betty Baker, huh?
Yeah.
She won't have me, the devil will take her. If I can. I may not be it, I can do it.
In the key of G.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been a long time since I've done it.
What'd you say it was? Two Little Indians and what?
Far in the Mountains, name it. Two Little Indians and one old squaw sitting on a rock in Arkansas. That's the song, you know. But they changed it now and they've got it another way, you know, they can just chop it off.
Thank you.
about Indians and Whiskey, sang with that too?
Yeah, that's the song. It's in the song.
How does the words go there?
I don't know. I forgot them. I hadn't thought nothing about it for years.
Did you ever hear of Indian Nation?
Yeah.
Can you play that one?
No. No, I can't play it. Don't know. Don't. You live in Missouri, do you?
Yeah, I have heard that.
I'll try to play it for you. I don't know if you can.
Through just by yourself.